Morning. The reading is from Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 11. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth on wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick! Bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the oldest son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes coming home, you kill the fattened calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So, our story today is called The Prodigal Son. And as I've said already, it's not just about the prodigal son. It actually is a story about the merciful father. Some people don't know who God is. Some people think, who is God? I think there's someone out there, something out there. The Bible actually tells us in great detail about who God is and his attitude towards you and me. Now, there is a craft activity that the children can see. If we put, there's a picture on the computer. Okay, because the sun, the next one. Let's have, oh no, go flick through. One more after this. Next one. We'll get the hand on. No, next one. There we are. It's a friendship worm. Because, of course, a farmland has lots of fruit, lots of land, and there's worms everywhere. Who like, put your hand up if you've ever held a worm. Who's ever trod on one by accident? You just need some spaghetti, don't you? And you think, ooh, worms. So, on the table, there is a craft activity of making a friendship worm. Now, that's just an example. There are certain colours that the worm is going to be made of, okay? And we're going to go through the certain colours. So, the first one is green. If you've got a little green bead, and you can put a green... Now, that is a symbol of healthy food. Who likes peas? Who likes broccoli? All the things that is. Brussels sprouts, another green thing. Normally you have it once a year for Christmas, and then you hope you don't have it ever again. And by the time you get to the following Christmas, you've forgotten just how much the sprouts tasted. But the green actually is a symbol of our planet. Who likes the wolds? Who likes going into the wolds? Yeah, for a walk and whatever. It's beautiful, isn't it? I love Scotland. There's a few people I know that's been to Scotland. And it's lovely seeing the mountains, the dark green mountains. This planet is beautiful, isn't it? There's forests, there's animals, creatures. And we live here in Louth, I think, in a really beautiful part of the country. Now, the young son, as I say, he worked on a farm. And his dad owned the farm. Now, when my granddad died, he passed on to me his war medals. He passed on to me things that were precious to him. Now, I didn't get those war medals and things before he died. It was after he died. When this young son said to his dad, "Dad, give me your money," do you know what he was really saying to his dad? "Dad, I wished you were not here. Just give me the money." That's a horrible thing to say, isn't it? And if that was my brother or sister that said that to my mum or dad, I'd be fuming with my sister. I'd be really cross with my brother if I had a brother, which I don't. But this young guy said to his dad, "Look, I wish you weren't here. Just give me the money that you're going to give me when you die." And he was given the money. And he went off and he spent it all. He wasn't happy with what he had. He wasn't content. He wanted more. That's the green bead. It symbolises the world that you live in, which is a beautiful world. And we need to look after it, don't we? And we need to appreciate what we have around. If you put your green on, the next one is blue. Okay. Now, blue symbolises the sky. Has anyone ever skydived? I'm not going to pretend that I've skydived. I have been in a skydive machine in Milton Keynes. It was a birthday present, and it was this big tube. And I said, "How did it work?" And I went in and whoosh, I went up. And if you ever go into a skydiving machine, what they don't tell you is your cheeks expand. So you look like something from Wallace and Gromit. Your cheeks expand. And you can't control what's coming out of your mouth. Oh, it's terrible. But if you've been on a plane on holiday and you look down, what you'll notice is that you can see a lot more things, can't you? You can see for miles and miles and miles. So the blue is actually a symbol of God seeing everything. God sees you, he sees me. He sees the way that I treat people. God sees my reaction when someone cuts me up on the road. God sees my reaction when I want to push in with my car. God sees your reaction when at school when there's an argument. He sees what you do and the words that you say. In this story, God sees how this young man treated his dad. Because in the story, the dad is God. And often people's attitude to God is, I don't care about God. And people run away from God. And this son ran away from his dad. Okay, the next colour then on your sheet of paper should be red. Okay. Red is the colour, surprise, surprise, of blood. Who doesn't like seeing blood? Isn't it horrible when you cut your finger on something or you go in the garden and there's a thorn and it clips you and it really hurts? Who's ever fallen over and grazed their knee? And you come back and you say to your mum or your dad, oh, help, the world is ending. And they said, no worries. And they put some cream on you and they look after you. Who's ever been to the doctors and they have to give an injection and it's like, oh, so scary. What does the doctor always say to children and doctors when they do that? You're a brave person. And if you go to the dentist, they look at your teeth, they give you a sticker because it's painful, isn't it? It's not nice. You have to be brave. Well, this red is a symbol of the cross, which you can see above me. That wasn't a nice thing. That was a type of execution. And Jesus died on the cross. And there was a lot of blood involved. Now, Jesus didn't have to die. In fact, he took the place of the people around him. He took the place of you and me because we needed saving. We needed saving from the things that we do wrong. If I say who's perfect in this room, I think all of us would, oh, there's one person that's someone that's perfect. the first person on the planet is perfect. No one is perfect. We all make mistakes. What is it? Why do we make mistakes? Because we're quite selfish. I can be selfish. If there was a bowl of sweets, for example, on that table, and I liked the 12s, and everyone else liked the 12s, I'd make sure the 12s were gone before anyone else. And you'd be left with the Cadbury's cream eggs and the double deckers, all the ones that I... And you get it at every Christmas time, don't you? You get the box of celebrations and someone takes the best chocolates and they leave the rest for everybody else. Because inside, we're quite selfish. It's about what we want. Well, Jesus came to take away all those bad things that we have done 2,000 years ago. Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. Now that young man in the prodigal son, he wasn't a nice guy, was he? He said to his dad, I wish you were gone, just give me the money. Would you want to die for someone like that? I wouldn't, personally, I wouldn't. But let's move on to the next colour. On that table, there's a colour, white. Is that right, white? Have we got to white? Yeah, we got to white. Okay. Never wear white when you got spaghetti bolognese. Do you know what? If I wore any other colour than this England shirt today, and I had spaghetti bolognese, I'd eat it perfectly. But if I put white on, the spaghetti would lash it and it'd be stained with food. White. White is forgiveness. The reason why Jesus died on the cross is because he wanted to take away all the bad things that you have done, all the bad words that you said, and sometimes we say bad things as well. And we're forgiven. When that young man came back to his dad, if I was that dad, personally speaking, I'd be really cross. I'm not going to let you back. You told me to go away. I gave you money that you shouldn't have had. You've ruined it. Why should I have you back? But what did the dad actually do? The dad didn't say any of those things. What did he say? Yeah, he welcomed him back. And not only did he welcome him back, not as a servant, not as someone working for him, but back as his son, and they had a party. He was forgiven, and we can be forgiven too. And the last colour to put on your friendship worm is yellow or gold, depending on what colour. Is it gold or yellow? It's gold and yellow. A bright future. Who likes gold? It's precious, isn't it? Who's put your hand up if you've ever watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Okay. What did Charlie need to get into the chocolate factory? A golden ticket. The only way you can get into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory is with a golden ticket. When we follow Jesus, when we trust in God, we have a golden ticket too. A golden ticket to be part of his family. A golden ticket to be a friend of God. We sung a song called Shine from the Inside Out. When we follow God, not only are we forgiven, but he shines through us. We have a bright future. And God thinks children and young people and older people, whatever age you are precious to God. And you may be sitting here thinking, well, do you know what? I've not really been bothered with God for ages. Or perhaps I've not given time to God that he deserves. Do you know what? It doesn't matter. God will have you back the second you turn to him. That's gold. A future. A golden future. So as we come to the end of our talk, I hope everyone enjoys the rest of Father's Day. And as you celebrate Father's Day with your dads or your uncles or your granddads or whoever, I just pray that all of you will know that you are special to God and that we have a Father that loves you, cares for you, forgives you, and gives you a good future. Amen.